ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
शुद्राम आयुषाम नृणाम अंगा मत्स्यानाम ऋतम इच्छताम इहा उपहूतो भगवान मृत्यु शामित्रा कर्मणि शुद्रायुषाम नृणांगुषाम
नृणांग
मर्त्यानामृतमिच्छता इहोपहूतो भगवान मृत्युक्षामित्रकर्मणि शुद्रायुषाम नृणांग मृत्यानामृतमिच्छतायोपहूतो भगवान मृत्युक्षामित्रकर्मणि शुद्रायुषाम नृणामङ्गायुषाम नृणामङ्गा मर्त्यानामृतमिच्छतामृतमिच्छताम् इहोपहूतो भगवान मृत्युक्षामित्रकर्मणि
of the duration of life.
Nrinam of the human beings. Anga, O Sutta Goswami. Martyanam of those who are sure to meet death. Vritam, eternal life. Ishchatam of those who desire it. Iha, herein. Upuhutaha, called for being present. Bhagavan, representing the Lord. Mrityu, the controller of death. Yamaraja. Shamitra, suppressing. Karmani, performances. Translation. O Sutta Goswami, there are those amongst men who desire freedom from death and get eternal life. They escape the slaughtering process by calling the controller of death, Yamaraja.
Khudrayusam Nina. Khudra, when very small. Ayusam. Duration of life. As we can compare that an ant's life or a germ's life, they are also living entity. And there, if duration of life is very small, there are many flies. They take their bath at night in the evening, and the whole night they are busy the same way, eating, sleeping, begetting children, and being afraid of all the qualities are there. In India we have got experience, they are called Diwali germs or insects. In the evening, before the light, 1, 2, 3, in this way, by midnight, it increases to thousands and millions. And in the morning, at the end of the night, he'll find his self in such a dead body. Heaps, millions. So, there are different grades of life. It is called Mrityu Loka. This material world is called Mrityu Loka, where everyone dies. But there are grades of duration of life. One living entity has got 4 minutes life, another 10 minutes, another 100 minutes, then days, 1 day, 100 days, then a year, 1 year, or 4 years, or 5 years, or at most 100 years on this planet. So the human being can live up to at most 100 years. But in other planets, there are other living entities, demigods. The topmost planet is Brahma Loka. And learned from Bhagavad Gita, in the Brahma Loka, the duration of life, to our calculation, is very, very long. Sahasra yuga pajyantam arhat yad brahmano vidu. In the Brahma Loka, the duration of 12 hours, our 12 hours, from morning to evening, that is many millions of years to our calculation. So, even if you go to that planet, Brahma Loka, as you are trying to go to the moon planet, from Shastra you understand in the moon planet, they live up to 10,000 of years according to heavenly calculation. In each planet, in each society, the calculation is different. So, it is calculated that in the moon planet, you can live for 10,000 of years, and that calculation is compared our 6 months equal to 1 day in that planet. So you just imagine how many years of our calculation we can live. But Bhagavan Sri Krishna informs us that wherever you may go, the Yamaraj is ready. The representative of Krishna as Yamaraj, just like the magistrate is also the representative of the government. So he is ready to come exactly as you finish your terms of duration of life. That is the way. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartina jina. So, at the end of life, everyone becomes disgusted. Therefore, there is some release, interval. At the end of life, mostly people, those who are especially ordinary human beings, they do not wish to live anymore. Even from a point of view, this body, old body, always disease, rheumatic pains. So, and there is no life. For an old man, there is no enjoyment, material enjoyment. He wants to enjoy, but he cannot enjoy. Therefore, generally, they become disgusted. There was a question, very nice question, by Akbar Badshah, the emperor, Mauryan emperor, Mughal emperor of India, Akbar Badshah. He was in the 15th century, 500 years ago. So he kept very intelligent ministers. They would reply whatever inquiries are made by the emperor, the particular minister will inform, this is this. So he inquired one minister, his name was, I forget now. So how long did that lusty desire continue? Sex desire. So he replied, up to the point of death. So the emperor said, no, how it can be? No, he has got the desire, but he cannot use it. His instruments become dull or useless, therefore. But the desire is there. I don't believe. I am not satisfied with this answer. But all I said, I am satisfied. So one day all of a sudden, the minister came to Akbar Badshah, said, you have to come with me immediately and take your young daughter with you. So Akbar Badshah could understand there is some meaning, so immediately he prepared and took his young daughter with him. So he asked, where you are going? You come to know. So he entered in a house where an old man was on the deathbed, very old man. So the minister requested the emperor that while entering the room, he kindly try to see the face of the lying man who's going to die. So Akbar was very intelligent, so he was seeing the face. So he must see that the man was looking towards the young girl, not to the emperor. So he said, yes, I got your answer. So these desires, this is the root cause of our coming to this material world, to enjoy. Enjoyment is there in the spiritual world. But there in the spiritual world, the enjoyer is Krishna. And everyone is enjoyed. That is the position. Just like in the Western countries, the woman declared that why we should not have equal rights with the man. But by nature it is different. The man is the enjoyer and the woman is the enjoyer. That is the position. Bhokta and bhogya. There are many social problems in your country. I do not wish to discuss, but it is very great problems. But they do not know how to systematize the human form of life because they do not know what is the aim of life. That they do not. So aim of life is to stop this reputation of birth and death. That is the aim of life. The so-called scientists, they do not know it, neither they work for it. They do not know it. So here it is said, Kshudrayusha. Those who have got small duration of life, although this much small duration of life, human life, in comparison to the duration of life for other planets, it is very, very small. So, but they do not know how to fulfill the mission of living condition during this life. In the animal life, the consciousness is not developed, but the human form of life, although it is perishable, adhruvam, Prahlad Maharaj said, adhruvam. Dhruva, adhruvam means shattered. So he advised, Kumaro Asarit Pragna Dharman Bhagavatam Iha Dullavam Manusam Janma Tadopi Adhruvam Arthadam. That is his advice, Prahlad Maharaj. He was talking with his class friend, 5 years old. So he was teaching them the best wisdom Krishna Pāṭhāt, chant Hare Krishna. Narada taught him. He listened from Narada. So he was convinced that this is the only business. How to make advance in Krishna consciousness? By chanting Hare Krishna. So he was Krishna Gosipu's son. He did not appoint any teacher to teach him about Krishna consciousness. But when he was in the womb of his mother, Narada Muni advised the mother about Krishna consciousness. She had to leave for some time at the care of Narada Muni when her husband was out being defeated by the Deva Lord, the Hiranyakashipu. So, the woman's anxiety was when her husband will come back. And at that time, the child was in the womb. And he begged a benediction from Narada. So kindly arrange in that way. Because as long as my husband does not come back, I may not give birth to this child. Narada Muni said, all right, it will be. So Narada Muni was giving him advice about Krishna consciousness, giving her. But her mind was absent. But the child within the womb, he was hearing. He was hearing. This is stated in the Bhagavatam, you'll find. So when Prahlad Maharaj was asked this question by his friend, my dear Prahlad, we are also being taught by the same teacher. You are also being taught by the same teacher. You are a prince. You cannot go out. Where from you have learned all this nice instruction? So he replied that this instruction was given by Narada. So it was given to my mother, but as woman she has forgotten. And I remember. So that is the difference between a child in the womb and a grown-up woman. You see? That is by nature. They forget. Sri Sudra Dijavandhuna Trayina Sudhigochara. Therefore, Mahabharata was created by Vyasa. Vedic instruction through history, through battle of Kurukshetra. Because Sri Shudra, woman, Shudra, and Dijabandhu, man born in high class family, but behavior is different. They are called Dijabandhu. So they cannot understand the Vedic lessons directly. It is not possible. They have no such interior. Sri, Shudra, and Biju. The Vedanta Sutra says, Janmadya Satataha Annayad Itara Paschatesu. You cannot understand. Therefore, through Mahabharata, they are instructed. History. History they can hear. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, it is the duty of human being, even from childhood, Kaumara. Kaumara means from the age of 50 years up to 10th year. This is called Kaumara. So, people should be educated about this. So the problem is how to stop Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. This education, this is called Bhagavad instruction. You are noting, we were talking on Srimad Bhagavatam. The subject matter is how one shall transfer himself from this material world to the spiritual world and thereby stop birth, death, old age. This is the whole subject matter. So, Matsana Ritamichata. Matsana. There should be conscience that I do not wish to die. Now why death is forced upon me? This is intelligent question. This is the most intelligent man's question. I do not want death. Despite if there is immediately some natural disturbance, I have got experience. Sometimes there was little trembling, the front house, people are crying, especially ladies, screaming. And then I have seen many times, as soon as there is big trembling, everyone becomes afraid, now we are going to die. So, everyone is afraid of death. But nobody thinks how to make a solution of this problem. But there is a solution. Therefore, here it is said, Matana. Matana means those who are destined to die. Ritamichana. If they are willing to live, if they want to stop calling the Jamaraj, Jamaraj means he'll take you or take me, everyone of us. After this body is finished, according to our karma, Jamaraj is there when we are sinful. Jamaraj is not for the devotees. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Ajami Upakha. Ajami was a great sinful man. So, at the time of death, somehow or other, he remembered Narayana. So he was very fond of his youngest child. And the Jamaraj, not directly, by sending his man, Jamadut. So they are very fearful. So at the time of death, this Ajami saw these fearful creatures, very odd-looking. He was very much afraid. Who are they? He thought, because he was very much affectionate to his youngest child, that his name was Narayan. He called him. Narayan, please come here. I am very much afraid. But you see the power of chanting the name of Narayan. He immediately became eligible to go to Vaikuntha. He did not mean Narayan, but Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He gives his connotation that he remembered real Narayan. After referring to the context, when he called for his child, Narayan, he remembered real Narayan, because in his boyhood, when was up to his youthhood, he was very sincere devotee of Narayan, a son of a Brahmin, but he fell under the clutches of a prostitute. Therefore, after mixing with the prostitute, his all spiritual activity stopped. That is natural. So, he became too much inclined to the prostitute, and he became a drunkard, he became a thief, he became a gambler, meat eater, and divorced all these qualifications he acquired by the association of one prostitute. And in these days, our only business is to mix with prostitutes. Just see our position. How much fallen they should be. There is open market for a prostitute. This is modern civilization. By the association of one prostitute, Ajani was a Brahmin son, very regularly following all the rules and regulations. But as soon as he associated with a prostitute, he became fallen down. So, this man remembered Narayan, according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He supposed that simply calling the name of his son was not sufficient. He remembered Narayan. But according to Shastra, that Narayan, the holy name of the Lord, if one chants, even neglectfully, he also gets the chance of being liberated. That's the fact. There is one statement in the Nishingapura that a Mahavajan was attacked by white boar, and they killed by the tusk of the nose. So while the boar was killing that Mahavajan, he uttered haram. Haram. Haram is a Urdu word. This word is found in Quran also. Haram. Haram means condemn. Condemn. So, the Mahavajans, they do not eat the flesh of pig. Just like the Hindus, they do not eat the flesh of cow. Similarly, this flesh of pig is haram. So, he did not mean Rama. He wanted to say condemn. This war is condemn, haram. But he got the result of chanting haram. Haram, oh my Lord, Ram. He got the result. So, the holy name of Krishna, Narayana, there are hundreds and thousands of names of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, any name, if you chant, you get the result. That is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nam nama kari bahula nijasat prasakti tasratita niyamita smaranenata. The person, Supreme Personality of Godhead, his name, they are identical. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is in his text. If you chant the holy name of Krishna, Krishna, the Supreme Person, that is not different. That is Krishna absolutely. Krishna and Krishna's form here. They are not different. Krishna's form can give you the same result as he can do being personally present. That is Krishna's absolute. So, Nam Nam Kari Bhagda Nijasatva Shakti. So, in the name of Krishna, there is complete potency as it is in Krishna personally. Therefore, it is so important. In this age, we are so fallen, it is not possible to understand Krishna as he is. But if we associate with Krishna's name, then that is also association with Krishna. This is the advantage. Nam Nam Kari. So as you associate with Krishna in his sound form, so you become purified. Chennatan Sakata Krishna Punasavanatita. This is the advantage. So everyone's duty is to stop this birth and death problem by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. That is the only duty. And this should be taught from the very beginning of life, just like these pious children, those who are dancing there, taking part in this meeting, you see. And on one side you can see that this is the only path of Krishna realization, that even a child can take part in it. He has no education, he has no knowledge, but the method is so nice that they can also take part, they can enjoy with their father and mother. There is no other yoga system. There are many yoga systems. But this bhakti yoga system is so perfect that the great-grandfather of the child and the child himself, anyone can take part. That is better. They are dancing here. Sometimes they are chanting. They are, these things are going to their credit of spiritual advancement. The deity worship is introduced for the general public, that anyone who will come, who will see the deity, will chant the Hare Krishna Mantra, dance little, or play the karkar, somehow or other, if somebody is engaged in Krishna's service, that will be credited to his account. Yes, this living entity has advanced so much. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, sarvam apiyasthat dharmasya tayate mahato bhaya. If you do very little of this process of bhakti yoga, it can save you from the greatest danger of life. Sarvam apiyasthat dharmasya tayate mahato bhaya. The example is this ajnani. The ajnani, in the beginning of his life, he executed some service to the Lord under the instruction of his father, and that was in his credit. So, when he became a first-class sinful man and was dying, so, somehow or other, he chanted the name of Narayana, and he became saved. He became saved. Even though it is taken as a chance, but the chance also exists in the benefit. So as soon as he uttered the name of Narayana, he became eligible to be transported to Vaikuntha. And immediately Narayana sent his men, Narayana Dutta, just go and send this man. He is being harassed by the Jomadutta. The Jamaduta, they were taking away him. In the meantime, the messenger from Vaikuntha, Narayana Dutta, came, stop, no, you cannot take this. So they were surprised, oh, who are these, so good looking, because they are very odd looking. And they did not see any good looking, especially from Vaikuntha, they are coming with four hands, very nice. In the Vaikuntha, the people are also exactly looking like Narayana. Just like in this planet, the president is there, so far bodily features are concerned, there is no difference. And the president has also two hands, we have also got two hands. Similarly, in the Vaikuntha Loka, the president is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he has got four hands. So the devotees are the inhabitants there, they have also the similar feature of God, four hands. So these Damaduta were surprised that you are looking so gentle, so nice, while you are stopping in our duty. This man is sinful, it is our duty to talk to Javaraj, Mrityu. So there was argument, and their attempt was foiled by this Narayana Duta. So when they came to their master Javaraj, that this is our first experience that somebody else took away from our hand the person who was to be brought here. So is there any greater personality like you, more than you? So he explained, yes, I am servant of Narayana. So in that time, Jamaraj advised that to a devotee, he shall never go. It is not your jurisdiction. That is, the police jurisdiction is for the criminals, not for the gentlemen. Similarly, Jamaraj's duty and his servant's duty to take away to the Jamaraj, only these sinful men, and those who are devotees, they are supposed to be not sinful. Naturally, they should be sinless. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Without becoming sinless, one cannot completely devote himself in Krishna consciousness. Dīhāṁ antagataṁ pāpaṁ janānāṁ puṇya karmānāṁ te dandamaha nirmukta bhajanti māṁ virabhata. A person can be completely engaged in Krishna consciousness business if he is completely sinless. Of course, by becoming Krishna consciousness, if there is little tinge of sin, it is evaded gradually. But one should be very alert. It is not that because I am Krishna conscious and by becoming Krishna conscious or chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, I am getting out of the jurisdiction of sinful activities. This should never be thought of. We should be very much alert. Because Maya is very strong. As soon as he gets the opportunity, immediately captures. So he should be, therefore it is called Ritamichchata. So they should try to avoid sinful activities if they actually want relief from this cycle of birth and death. This is it. Program. The Krishna consciousness movement is in support of this desire. One must be serious and execute Krishna consciousness, follow the rules and regulations, very simple, and chant Hare Krishna mantra, and they will be saved from Mrityu, Jamaraj. Thank you very much.